are so glad that you have joined us once again for Crossroads Podcast. We are talking about living daily with Christ, daily living, the things that go along with that, things that are just part of living in the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, just, you know, living with Christ, being a Christian, those daily habits that we should be carrying out each day. I think I've said the word daily enough. All right. You've got Shelley Hancock and Amanda Hancock back with you. We are excited to bring you one more episode in this podcast series. Today, we are talking about daily evangelism. Oh, this is a good one. So as you guys know, if you've heard the previous episodes, we are loosely basing our topics on a book that is written by Pastor Carlton L. Coon Sr. He wrote a book called Daily Things of Christian Living. Now, he has specifically seven things in his book, but I think we've got more than that, so we've already kind of added to our list, but we're going to just go through this one episode at a time, and today our topic is evangelism. Let's just dive right on in.
Let's do it.
Evangelism, what are your thoughts? As soon as I say the word evangelism, what immediately comes to your mind?
Sharing your testimony with others.
Awesome.
Being
nice.
With others. Talking to others, which I and you love to do.
Yes, so. Of course.
It's great.
So I did think it was kind of funny in the book that we're reading, he like has the opener of this particular chapter says, evangelism does not just happen. Evangelism does not just happen. Evangelism, like he just like goes on and on. It's intentional. Mm-hmm. You have to be so intentional with evangelism. How do you do that? How are you intentional with evangelism?
Yeah, I think sometimes, you know, I think in evangelism for me personally, I get it in when we're talking.
Right.
It's more of a kind of relaxed setting. It kind of happens just kind of naturally, right? Maybe it's just like, oh, we're meeting over coffee, we're talking over work.
Right.
And, you know, I think, and people know we're apostolic,
right.
You know, and by the way we look and by the way we act, right? And so sometimes, you know, I worked with a girl and she had questions on my hair.
Yeah.
And so it just got, I mean, she was just very like, hey, I have questions on your hair.
Yeah.
My dad was. And he doesn't think you are
because
your daughter plays basketball and, you know, you have a TV and all these things. And it was funny. And so, I mean, really, that's how it, for me and this girl, that's how it started. And then honestly, it was really nice because then, you know, anytime she would have a question, she knew she could come and be like, okay, so now I have this question. And I was like, yes, I'm here for it.
That's you what know? It's all about.
That's that's how it worked for me. How does it work?
Really kind of the same way. Now I will tell you, I guess it's changed a smidge for me. I'm surrounded by people who are Christian in my workplace because the company that I work for is a Christian based company. And so almost everybody that I work with, you know, they are active in their church or, you know, whatever. And so a lot of the times our conversations are a little different just because we're talking about maybe our church. And so for me, I usually have to come about it in a little bit different manner, just because I guess because I don't want to offend them because I don't want to insult their walk with God because they are walking with God. You know, they love him and they have a relationship. But at the same time, I want to leave them wanting more out of their relationship with God, right? That's really what this is all about. Evangelism is all about is having someone desire more of God in their life, whether that is in the very early stages or a more mature Christian. That's what this whole daily living thing is all about, is just wanting more of Christ. And so my conversations are a little, you know, a little different, but I mean, it's It's and you have to be intentional, because sometimes you can realize you've gone a whole week without having any kind of conversation outside of, you know, other fellow churchgoers. And then it's like, oh my goodness, I wasn't intentional, you know? So it's a challenging one for sure.
Yeah. And I think you made a good point too, when you're like, I don't want to, you know, hurt them or, you know, stop their walk with God. Right. I think we have to be compassionate.
Right.
We don't want to attack them. Right. You're not going to win anybody. And that's the whole point, is to win souls. Right.
Yeah.
You can't bash people over the head.
Right.
That doesn't help people. So no, I think that's great, Shelley.
So of course, evangelism, we have the perfect example of evangelism in the apostles. The book of Acts is that is the entire, you know, book of Acts is evangelism. It's the beginning of the church. It's how the gospel spread initially. It's about these men and women who changed the world because they evangelized. They told people how they experienced the infilling of the Holy Spirit, and it just spread. You know, that's really what evangelism is all about, is just spreading the gospel, inspiring people to draw closer. And they did that in spite of all of the persecution that they went through, the resistance that they, I mean, not everybody was receptive to the message, and that's still true today. I mean, you're going to have a conversation with people and they're just going to be like, you're going to get that feeling, or they might even just say it up front. No, I don't want that. And so, you know, you do have to, like you said, you have to be compassionate about that and kind of have a little bit of discernment, but at the same time, don't let it stop you. Don't let it, you know, shut your mouth just because you do get a little bit of resistance. So,
yeah, we should never let opposition.
Right.
Stop our evangelism.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Right.
So why do you think people do resist it, though? I mean, looking at it from our perspective and how much we love God and how joy-filled and peace-filled our lives are because we are filled with the Holy Spirit, why do you think that people resist that so much?
I think because we live a different life.
Mm-hmm.
And we're intentional about living a different life.
Right.
And I think once you encounter something different that you don't know, I think it's just our first reaction to push away.
Right.
It's not to embrace.
Right.
Right. It's weird. It's scary.
Yeah.
It's kind of built in you, like, no, danger, danger.
Yeah.
You know, which is good. And, you know, to me, that's personally what I think. We're living differently. We're intentionally living differently. We look differently. We're praying out loud differently.
Yep.
We are very different from pretty much every other denomination. We're putting hands on people.
Yeah.
We're praying out loud.
You
know what I mean? And I think that can be overwhelming to people who don't know why we do the things that we do.
Yeah. It's so anti-cultural. Mm-hmm. It's the way that we live. Well, I mean, no, it's not even the way we live. The Word of God is so anti-cultural. It is all about not bowing to the system of the world. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people that makes them uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't understand it. They maybe don't even understand what freedom feels like, you know? Mm-hmm. It could be that they're so bound up in sin that they, you know, like, they don't even know what it feels like to be free and have that freedom in God and the peace of mind that comes. I think that they crave it because that's what, you know, that's a God-given craving, is to be free, to live in Him. But they've, you know, people have filled their lives with so many other things that it just crowds out anything that doesn't, you know, fall within their mindset.
Yeah, so. I mean, you know, we are very, he makes some good points in here, right? Like, we put away foul language.
Right.
Right? Bad language that is not acceptable, right? We dress differently.
Yeah.
We are intentional on reading and listening to things that are Bible-based.
Right.
Gender distinction.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to put it on the table.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we're, it's
very much
anti-cultural.
Like, God created man and woman. And they were distinct for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, and just, you know, biblical concept of, you know, marriage and gender and all those things.
Yeah.
And we are very, this is our book. This is our guide. This is what we do. When you have everybody in the world, pretty much.
Yeah.
Do what you want to do. Be happy. It's okay.
Yeah.
You know, not everything. Just because you can do something doesn't mean you should.
Right.
It's not good. And so, you know, yeah, we probably do look like weirdos.
You know what I mean? Well, like, we could go down a whole rabbit trail there. But I think if we go back to the idea of evangelism, we started out with the question of, as soon as you say the word evangelism, what do you think of? I think there's some misconceptions around what evangelism is and what it's not. And I will tell you that whenever somebody says evangelism to me, I almost like, like, I always want to like take a half a step back, because for so long we've used, we being the church, has used the word evangelism for, okay, Saturday morning, we're going to all meet at the church and we're going to go knock doors, or we're going to go do this, or we're going to, and it's these specific named activities, and we've called that evangelism. I'm not saying that's bad. Oh. It's just that that's all we've, you know, like, it's like only one thing that we've kind of pigeonholed, I think, evangelism into a Saturday morning event, or a, oh, this is a church outing and we're going to evangelize. No, I mean, that's what daily evangelism is all about, is a one-on-one personal testimony, personal conversation. So I think that's one misconception about evangelism, is that it's a Saturday event that we're going to all get together as a church and do this thing, or whatever it is, you know. And I think some of the other misconceptions are, oh, well, it's really only for the pastor, only the pastor, or only the, you know, the leadership does it. It's, and that's not, I mean, personal evangelism is personal to everyone. It truly is sharing your story. You can't share somebody else's story.
And really, I think the best place for evangelism is your circle of influence.
Right, exactly.
Those close, right? And you and I have both said, with the people we're closest to, our colleagues.
Yeah.
Our work colleagues. We see them, I hate to say it, sometimes we see them more than we see our husbands and our children. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But those are the people we're in our influence with.
Yeah, yeah. So the other interesting misconception that he calls out here in the book is inviting people to church. He talks about if our personal evangelism is only about inviting people to our church, that's, you know, we can kind of check that off the list. And again, going back to this idea of personal evangelism is sharing your testimony, coming alongside somebody and helping them see a better way of living, and helping them draw closer to God. Whether they ever come into our church building or not, that's not the goal. The goal, again, going back to, it is for them to draw closer to God. Yes, we do want to see them come to full salvation.
Of course.
You know, that's ultimate, but that's not our job. Our job is to point them to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And to encourage them, you know, to, you know, come alongside them and tell our testimony, tell our story, tell, you know, share the goodness of God. But getting, just inviting them to church, that doesn't really fill what a true evangelism idea is. So any That's thoughts good. About that?
No, I think it's good. I think, you know, and yes, we should always encourage people, hey, come with me to church, invite people to church. You know what I mean? But when I first got with Andy, and I'll just point back to Andy, right? It was very uncomfortable being in church.
Mm-hmm.
I was only coming because my boyfriend was coming. I really had, I don't want to say like, quote unquote, I didn't have any buy-in.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But I was just like, well, that's cool for you. You seem real happy. I'm going to sit over here and think about what we're going to eat for lunch. And but we can wrap this up soon. You know what I mean? And like that's, but I think that's where we have to be careful. Like when you don't communicate with, you know, because again, he already knew who God was.
Right.
Right. He had already had a relationship. He dipped out. He got back. I was very confused and lost in the relationship for a little bit. That was a lot to adjust to.
Right.
So I had a very hard time.
Yeah.
It was not easy for me to connect with people. And I really, truly, I didn't want to connect with anybody. I just wanted to be with him.
Right.
And it did. I mean, it took me, what, like a year before I was truly like, okay, I'm comfortable.
Right.
Right. Like when you invite people, like you always want their first time to be comfortable. And church can be very intimidating.
Right.
Because you don't know the songs. You don't know why people are raising their hand. You don't know why people at the altar. You don't know why people are crying. There's just so like, what?
Right.
What is happening? You know what I mean?
Right.
And so church, I think it can be overwhelming if there hasn't been some like backstory, some laying of foundation.
Yeah.
Let me just explain to you when you come, like no one, when I say no one, Andy didn't tell Amanda
oh, no.
what to expect. And I was just like, oh, I don't know what just happened. You know,
that's funny.
I mean?
Yeah.
But honestly, like, praise God, I wouldn't be here today doing this podcast with you.
Right.
And so I am so thankful, you know, but yeah, maybe some backstory, maybe just, you know, oh, we're going to have, you know, this ladies outing.
Yeah.
Why don't you come with us to that?
Right.
Why don't you kind of dip your feet in for a little bit, get to know a couple people.
Yeah. Make the connections.
You know me, so that you get them.
Comfortable.
Yeah. I mean, it's more just like, come on, come to a party, you know, so you got to ease people in a little bit.
Well, and I think.
Where I like that.
Yeah.
I want to be eased in.
No,
maybe that's not right, Shelly.
No, I think that that's a normal human reaction for sure. So, but I think going back to, again, evangelism is really more what you're doing on a day-to-day basis. It's the conversations you're having, the way that you're sharing the goodness of God, and that is outside of the four walls of the church, right?
Yes.
It is out there. That's, I mean, you think about the apostles, they didn't really have a church building.
Nope.
They met from house to house. They had that personal connection. They traveled, you know, like you think about Paul was a missionary, and he literally just went from town to town telling the goodness of God. And I mean, it wasn't until later that they really started establishing church buildings to go to. And so getting back to that example is just so powerful, because we can't chain, you know, Jesus to the church.
Right.
Jesus, we have to be Jesus outside of the church.
Yeah.
It's imperative that we are carrying the gospel with us outside of here.
Yeah, I mean, especially when you go to the grocery store, when you go to the coffee store, when
exactly.
you go to the gas station, right? You can do it everywhere.
So in your evangelism, and I think we've kind of already touched on this, we've already talked about being compassionate.
Yeah.
You already kind of talked about you wish that somebody had kind of shared, giving you a heads up. I think the other part of it, the evangelism, is having empathy for others, right? If you don't have that empathy, you're really not going to share your testimony. You're not really going to make that connection with them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what evangelism is all about, is connecting with people and empathizing, listening, you know, hearing their life story, hearing their story, and then being able to say, there's a better way, you know, or God has an answer for you, or you know, this is how God brought me out of a similar situation, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
And that's really what, you know, evangelism and having empathy for others is all about.
Yeah. And I think, you know, that's where, when we spend time and we listen to people's story, right, that's really us putting ourselves aside and seeing the world how they see it.
Right.
And really trying to feel the pain,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, we're not going in judgmental,
right?
You know what I mean? It's really like, we're gonna put everything about us completely aside. I don't care if I have pain right now,
right?
I'm gonna put that aside, and this is all about you,
right?
And you know, understanding someone's pain and then being able to communicate that back to them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you hear the story, then it's, hey, this is what helped me. Maybe it won't help you,
yeah,
but I'm going to be in prayer with you.
Right.
we're going to read the Bible together. I'm going to yeah. be with you and partner with you in your trial.
Right.
You're not going to do it alone.
Right.
You don't have to. And that's the beautiful thing with the church. I mean, you don't have to do it
yeah.
alone. I'm not saying you have to do it with the entire congregation.
No.
One person, two people that yeah. you love and trust completely, and you can be, you know, hair down, face a mess.
Yeah.
You know, just
authentic.
And seeing people at their worst,
yeah.
right? If we're going to love people at their best, we got to yeah. love them at their worst.
Exactly.
And we have to be able to be like, I'm going to partner with you. I'm going to walk with you, and I'm going to love you, and you're not mm-hmm. going to do it alone.
Yeah.
We're going to be in this together until you are better. If that takes you a year, we're going to do this for a year.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be with you until you have a breakthrough. And when you have that breakthrough, we are going to love
right.
you and celebrate you. We're going to move forward. And
yeah.
then you can have your own testimony
yeah.
and evangelism.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Being empathetic, being compassionate.
If you think
it's Christ-like.
Yeah, it is. Well, Jesus, again, is our perfect example in that. With the conversation in the New Testament where he is talking to the woman at the well
yeah.
in Samaria, you know, just there was nothing in common. He had nothing in common with her other than the fact that he needed some water, she needed some water.
Yep.
And he made that connection with her. I mean, like, over water, really? Mm-hmm.
That, and who would have thought?
Yeah, there was nothing else for them to connect over.
Mm-hmm.
But he used the one need that they both had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he needed water physically. She needed water physically, but ironically, what he offered her was spiritual water.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, again, that empathy is the key. Loving people, allowing the love of God to really love people at their worst and best and everything in between, and just, again, point them back to there's a better way. Jesus is the answer.
And we need to reach out to the lost, and we can't wait for them to reach out
right.
to us.
Right, no, exactly. That's what evangelism is all about, is us reaching out.
We can recognize that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can see when someone is hurting.
Yeah.
Right? So are you just going to walk by and let them hurt?
Yeah.
I'm just going to let them hurt.
Yeah.
You know? Well, I mean, I kind of wanted the can of green beans, but maybe not. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Well, hey. And that can be very uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, hey, you're all right. You need prayer.
Yeah.
You okay? Because sometimes, I haven't always, but sometimes I'm like, Lord Jesus, touch that person.
Yeah.
Give them comfort. God, I don't know what they need. You know, but God, I pray right now in this moment. Mm-hmm. Reach down in aisle G7. Minister to them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so evangelism. What else you got for us?
I think you pretty much covered it. I mean, really, we want to be compassionate. We want to be empathetic.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want peer pressure to stop us. We don't
right.
want fear of, like, derogatory labels to stop us. Like, nothing should stop your walk. Opposition
right.
should not stop your walk,
yeah.
right? Like, we want to give hope
right
to others.
Yeah,
we want others to have joy. We want others to have peace.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want people to be shackled and living in pain and sin. We want to remove the yoke, remove
yeah.
the chains, remove the burden,
right,
lay it at the altar, come rejoice and be with us.
Yeah.
And I think if you are mindful that you do it compassionately, right, and here's the thing, we don't condone sin,
right,
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But something happened, something terrible or traumatic happened
mm-hmm.
to put you there.
Right.
You need to get out. You
right.
you were never intended to just stay and sit here. You know, and so I think, like you said, doing it every day on a daily basis,
mm-hmm.
being compassionate, being empathetic, listening to people, putting yourself aside if someone really
mm-hmm.
needs your time, you know, I think those are...
I think evangelism, it really ties us right back to the previous topics that we've talked about, dying to self, because evangelism is uncomfortable. You cannot be self-conscious about, you know, if you're going to truly evangelize, you're self has got to be put on the altar. Reading and praying and the word and studying and unifying with other believers, all of that has to happen on a daily basis in order for evangelism to truly be effective. Yes, you can share your testimony without reading your Bible on a consistent basis, but sharing your testimony hand in hand with a consistent daily living of reading your Bible, studying the Bible, praying, fasting, you know, unifying, dying out to self, it makes it much more powerful because the Spirit of God is behind it. And so I think that I feel like these topics are kind of just building on one another. They cannot stand alone. No, they all go hand in hand. And so again, I would just encourage listeners to maybe go back and listen to some of the previous episodes and learn, you know, what all of these daily things are, because they're essential to walking and living out the Christian life that we desire, the testimony that we should be, the light to the world that we should be. You really, all of these pieces are essential.
Yeah. No, I think it's good. And I would encourage people listening, too, if like, ooh, I mean, they want me to go talk to people. Well, if you don't feel comfortable talking to people, and that I don't understand that because I love to talk. But I do have, you know, I do understand. Yes, I have been in situations, and I'm just kidding, right, like where it is uncomfortable to just talk to random people you don't know, right? But maybe to get comfortable, maybe like write out
your testimony,
your personal, yourself, for you to read, like, this is my testimony, you know what I mean? And maybe kind of just start there, because I think some people got, you know, some people's testimonies can come from a lot of hurt.
Right.
And pain.
Yeah.
And not everyone's going to be comfortable sharing that hurt and pain. Yeah. And, you know, so I am mindful and respectful, again, back to passion, pathetic. Yes, if you don't, you know, if you come from
difficult
something
traumatic,
difficult circumstances,
I
can see where you want to keep that, then you write that down.
Yeah, and write it out. And
that is, you know, where I would encourage people to, you know, write it out, pray, talk to God. Mm-hmm. Because here's the thing, you are going to encounter people from all different walks of life. And when people want to ask you a question, we as believers, as Christ, as Holy Ghost filled apostolic people, we need to make sure we always have an answer.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. And sometimes it is very quick, like, whoa, I don't know, Jesus, God, help me. Boom. You know what I mean? Like, God, I'm going to need your Holy Ghost. I'm going to need you to take over, because I don't know what they just hit me with. You know what I mean? But if you're not in your word, like you said, if you're not in your word and you're not studying, you're not even going to know maybe where you should go.
You're not going to have the resource to pull from.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, no, I would encourage people, if you don't feel comfortable sharing it, absolutely 100% okay, 100% understandable. When you're ready and you put your time, then you will, and we can champion and celebrate with you.
Yeah.
You know, write it down, be in his word.
Yeah.
You know, and again, if you have people in your circle of influence that you, you know, maybe people are new, like, well, I love God, I know I love God, but I don't really know much outside of that.
Right.
I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
You know, write it down.
Right.
Then talk to someone in your group, like, hey, you know, I was listening to this podcast that Shelly and Amanda do. Do you want to listen to it with me? I mean, it can be as simple as, let's just listen to a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've done that.
And we love podcasts. I mean, we're doing one, you know. But I want to encourage people, yes, you don't have to physically say it if you're not comfortable, but write it down. Talk to your friend about it. And I'm also going to throw it out there, right? Come to Crossroads. We would love to talk with all of you at once, individually. Like, we're here for it.
Yeah.
You know, and
exactly. We'd love to have you here.
To do all the daily Christian things with you on a daily basis.
Yes. All right. Well, we appreciate you taking the time today to listen in, and we hope to see you next time. Like, share, follow, all of the stuff.